Welcome to Perfect Health Today. Your host, Dr. James Hopkins, will be taking your calls at 308-8867 and toll free at 866-308-8867. Perfect Health Today is all about natural health, health remedies, health problems, and ways to improve your health. And now the host of Perfect Health Today, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Good evening. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on KLUP Radio News Talk 930 in San Antonio, Texas. Before we get started tonight, I'd like to tell everyone that all the opinions expressed on this program are mine or those of my guests, and they're not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 930 KLUP Radio or their affiliates. Now, this is a call-in show, folks, and if you want to call in, dial in 308-8867. If you're outside the calling area, dial 866-308-8867. And tonight, we have kind of a special deal. We're going to have a guest host. We're going to be welcoming Dr. Mary Atkins, who's a chiropractic medical practitioner here in San Antonio. And I would also really quickly like to thank all the listening audience for tuning in. If you have any questions for Dr. Atkins or myself, please don't hesitate to call. Tonight, we're going to be discussing chiropractic medicine and its potential to impact your health. Unfortunately, also, we're going to have to go to break here in just about 30 seconds. When we come back, hopefully all the technical problems have been alleviated and we can get started on the show. It's going to be a little bit short tonight, you know, about 10 minutes because of the problems. But stay tuned because I think we've got things worked out, and we'll be back after these words from the sponsors, and we'll start talking about chiropractic medicine. I'm going to introduce to you a wonderful lady, Dr. Mary Atkins. He's a chiropractor here in the San Antonio area. So please stay tuned. You should be able to go to the rest of the show without a problem, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Dr. James Hopkins. Every week on Perfect Health Today, we talk about your health and how important it is to your life. Another important part of your life is protection for your family and our assets. Please contact my good friend and sponsor, State Farm Agent Carlos Miranda. Protect your family's financial future. See Carlos today. Call him at 210-695-2880 or go on the web to sfmiranda.com. Remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you or your child suffering from attention or hyperactivity issues? If so, it's not because of a drug deficiency. Now there's a natural way to address your lack of focus and concentration. Voxes Attend is a natural three-dimensional product designed to help children and adults alike. Attend helps improve attention, concentration. Before you resort to harsh drugs with possible side effects, try Attend today. Thousands of people of all ages have benefited from the great results of Attend. Start enjoying the great feeling of staying focused and on task, allowing you to get the most out of your day. Ask for Attend at Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations, 624 Southwest Military in Shopper City Mall and 8059 Callahan at the corner of I-10 West and Callahan. We are so confident that you will see results with Attend. We are offering you the opportunity to try it risk-free. Remember, if you can't pay attention, you need Attend.
Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you are facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember 512-825-1473 or go on the web to gotopht.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Dr. Mary Atkins has been treating San Antonians chiropractically for 17 years. Her approach is different, with very gentle and specific care for all ages. She tackles some of the toughest cases with great skill and diligence. She's also an expert when dealing with the debilitating problem of neuropathy. Many of her patients receive significant improvement from specialized and deliberate treatment programs and develop a new idea of wellness. If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Good evening, folks. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today. Unfortunately, we've had some technical difficulties, but hopefully they're corrected and we can go on with the show. Now, tonight, we're going to be having a guest host, Dr. Mary Atkins. As I said, she's a chiropractor here in San Antonio, and we're going to be discussing chiropractic medicine and its potential to impact your health and wellness. And first, I'd like to tell Dr. Atkins, thank you very much for joining us tonight, and also congratulations on your 17th anniversary of practice here in San Antonio.
Well, it's really cool, huh?
Yep, that's very nice. Being in business for 17 years, it's pretty good. Now, Mary, I understand that chiropractic medicine, a lot of people have heard about it. Some people have done chiropractic medicine. It's been around about 100 years. I understand that it was developed right around the turn of the century. And before we begin with the treatment and philosophy of chiropractic medicine, would you please take just a few minutes and tell us how you became interested in chiropractic medicine and how you got involved with it?
Well, I've always been very healthy, but I hurt my low back the first time in December of 88. And when I hurt my low back, I had a friend who was a chiropractor, but I didn't know what he did. And when I went to him and found out how much he could help without talking about drugs and surgery, I figured that I needed to learn about that. And I had never been a science person, so I knew there was probably no way it was going to happen. But I took my first biology, and here I am, 17 years later, treating folks every day.
Well, so you got into it kind of because you had a need for it, and a lot of times, that's one of the things we're going to talk about tonight. A lot of times people believe that when they have back pain and they have problems standing or there's something wrong with their, you know, their shoulders or whatever, that the only thing they can do is go in and have surgery. But as we're going to discuss tonight, that's not always the case. A lot of times chiropractic medicine can have a tremendous impact on people's wellness and returning them to a state where they're return to normal and they can function without having to go to surgery. Would you agree with that?
Yes, we consider, in my office, we consider surgery the last resort. And I've had a lot of people who have had, like, let's say, for instance, knee pain, and they've dealt with it, and we've helped them with it a long time. And like with my little Gracie, she was 85 when she had her surgery. And the day that she was walking out of the hospital after surgery, having been a chiropractic patient for several years, there was a young man in his 50s who had the same surgery the same day, and he wasn't even out of bed yet the day that she was walking out of the hospital. And so what happens is that when you've got a problem that is finally a surgical issue, if your muscles and bones are ready for that surgery, then the recovery time is actually much quicker.
Yes, they're able to recover better, and they have less post-operative pain and complications and problems. Now, you know, I've talked to you several times, Dr. Atkins, and, you know, I'm a proponent of chiropractic medicine. One of the things that I wanted to bring out tonight, you told me that you have a pretty wide range of age groups, because that's one of the questions people ask. How young is too young and how old is too old to come in and be benefited by chiropractic medicine?
Well, my youngest patient ever was a day and a half, and he had been a midwife pregnancy, but when he presented, he didn't crown with the top of his head, but he came out ear first. And his mother's midwife, I had done a talk for the midwife's group, and so the midwife said, well, try that, you know, because he was a day and a half old, he hadn't eaten anything, and he was very listless and not moving around. And so when she brought him in, I found that his first vertebra was really pushed over to the left during the delivery because he had had a forceps delivery. His was a vacuum suction extraction delivery. And so he'd been pulled out with the vacuum cleaner, basically. But when he came into me, his first vertebra was really far out to the left. And after I very gently adjusted it back into place with about maybe an ounce of pressure, when I was checking his cranials, because the head bones are very movable in everybody, but they're very movable in the young one,
Right.
And when I was checking his cranials in his mouth with my little pinky finger with a glove on, he was sucking so hard he wouldn't let go. And even though he had had no sucking response up until that time, the body's response is so immediate, and especially with a little one like that. And so he became a little healthy kid. The last time I saw him, he had on coveralls with the little straps, and he was just happy as a little kid could be. He would have been one of those failure to thrive babies because he had no sucking response.
Right.
And so it was very important in his life. And then he referred in his little cousin who I think he was 14 months old when his mom brought him in the first time, but he had already had several ear infections, and they were threatening tubes, and she for sure didn't want that. Well, we adjusted him very softly. We put him on a little bit of nutrition for his sinuses because he was having a real big sinus issue, and he's now, I think Aiden is now 12, and I still see him off and on. I see his mother more than I see him.
Mm-hmm.
The whole family are my patients.
And your oldest patient?
My oldest patient ever was 102. I had seen her when she was 99 because she had her visiting daughter had been staying with her, and they had fallen during a transfer. And so when mom landed on her wrist, I told them, I said, in an ulcer like this, she needs an X-ray, but you need to wait a few days because right now the trash in the break, if there is one, is so much that you couldn't even see it. And in a week and a half, they went and got an X-ray, and sure enough, it was broken. But I had them protect it, for during that time, and then they went and got the X-ray, and for sure it was broken. And I had seen her at 101, and then I saw her again at 102.
Okay. Now, as we've spoken over the last several weeks, I realize, a lot of people realize there's been a lot of conflict in the chiropractic community because of the AMA and the attacks that were really prevalent 30, 35 years ago. And I know that was supposed to have ended in 1987 when the AMA lost an antitrust case brought against them. And, I pretty much feel for you because today naturopathic medicine is the new unscientific, uneducated, incompetent clods in the AMA radar. And before us was the acupuncturists, and before them was you. And, it's pretty much a history of the way the AMA treats other modalities that don't go or adhere to the party line of what they want to do. In fact, wouldn't you say that chiropractic medicine and naturopathic medicine are more akin than allopathic medicine?
Well, sure, because we're trying to turn on the body's power because God basically gave the body everything needs to heal itself, but it just needs no interference. And whether you're removing that interference through gentle chiropractic adjustments or whether you're changing the diet or changing the giving certain herbs or whatever naturopaths give, the removal of the interference is the big deal. And so both of us are kind of on the same track.
Well, both of us, both types of medicine are actually holistic. I know that chiropractic medicine looks at the whole person. You said the youngest patient you had was 1.5 days old, and you've had patients at 3 to 5 to 9, 12. And you also utilize nutrition and things in your practice, because these are things that are important in returning health to a patient. In fact, later, the last part of the show, if we have time, we're going to talk about one of the specialties that you do, which is neuropathy treatment. And, you've made some interesting observations to me about treatment of neuropathy patients and how nutrition is really critical to that. But we only have just a couple of minutes more, and then we have to go to a break, and then we're going to get into more information about the neuropathy and things like that. In fact, we have 3 minutes till break. Now, very quickly, tell me what you feel like the primary benefits of chiropractic medicine are to an average patient.
Well, chiropractic is my wellness care. It's that care that keeps me from having aches and pains all the time. And when you're talking about, I mean, I'm very active. Like, I hiked for 2 hours yesterday at Eisenhower Park. I work on my feet 5 days a week. You know, I'm very active. And for me, chiropractic is my wellness care. For the average patient that I have many patients that I see, you know, I've been seeing since 1994 when I started practice, 95, 96. And I do that because what happens is that they bring me whatever they've got and would like to find out what the cause is, because if we can fix the cause, then we can possibly fix the issue. And so for the average person who is climbing into their car wrong every day, several times a day, and who is sitting in an office where the station is not properly fitted to them and is, you know, doing all the things we do to ourselves.
Right. People that improperly lift, you know, they work in warehouse and things, even if they wear support belts and things, they can still lift improperly and they can do damage to their lower back, and
well,
people hurting their shoulders and all kinds of things all the time. Yes, these are the things that we see, you know, commonly. So when they become a patient, though, usually they have a predominant problem, and you work on that, and then what you do is, after that, you pretty much do maintenance to keep the person in good health and alignment. Because I think one of the things that most people think that chiropractic is about is just putting your bones back in place. You know, if you have your vertebrae out of place, or if your shoulder's out of place, or whatever, that you're going to do adjustments. But actually, chiropractic goes into a lot more than that.
I try to tell my patients, teach them what they're doing to themselves so that they can avoid that kind of motion. And when you're talking about someone who has had a problem for 2 or 10 or 12 years, they basically have no hope of ever being better. But what we do is we just find out what's going on with their structure, because function follows structure. Now, we do not do maintenance care.
Okay.
What we do is we do wellness care, where we're keeping the person in alignment after they become a patient.
Dr. Atkins,
yes?
let me interrupt you. I'm very sorry, but we have a heart break coming up right now in 5 seconds,
okay.
So we need to take a break. We'll be right back, folks, after these words from our sponsors and also for the news.
Suppliers, after an animal rights group released an undercover video at the egg producer's farm in 3 states. The video by the group Mercy for Animals showed cases of animal cruelty at 5 Sparbo Farms facilities. Litchfield, Minnesota-based or Minneapolis-based Sparbo produces 300 million eggs a year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is upgrading technology used to combat food stamp trafficking. The swindle diverts as much as $330 million annually from the $64.7 billion food stamp program. SRA International has been awarded a 10-year contract to improve the USDA's monitoring of electronic food stamp transactions. Egyptian State TV says riot police firing tear gas and rubber bullets stormed into Cairo's Tahrir Square on Saturday. More details at srnnews.com.
This time, let's get it right. Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. Somehow the mainstream media believe they have a say in choosing the Republican nominee for president. Up to conservatives to make their voices heard, so Town Hall and Hot Air have created a national GOP primary. Voting begins the morning of December the 13th, closes the afternoon of December the 15th. Townhall.com and HotAir.com are the number one conservative online destination, so speak for yourself by logging on to TownhallPrimary.com and registering for the national GOP primary. TownhallPrimary.com.
Are you or your child suffering from attention or hyperactivity issues? If so, it's not because of a drug deficiency. Now there's a natural way to address your lack of focus and concentration. Voxes Attend is a natural three-dimensional product designed to help children and adults alike. Attend helps improve attention, concentration. Before you resort to harsh drugs with possible side effects, try Attend today. Thousands of people of all ages have benefited from the great results of Attend. Start enjoying the great feeling of staying focused and on task, allowing you to get the most out of your day. Ask for Attend at Rhonda's Nature's Way, 2 locations, 624 Southwest Military in Shopper City Mall and 8059 Callahan at the corner of I-10 West and Callahan. We are so confident that you will see results with Attend. We are offering you the opportunity to try it risk-free. Remember, if you can't pay attention, you need Attend.
Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you're facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember 512-825-1473 or go on the web to goto.pht.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Good evening, folks. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KOUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Now, this evening, we're talking to Dr. Mary Adkins. Dr. Mary Adkins is a chiropractor here in the San Antonio area. She has been in practice for 17 years, actually 17 years as today. And we're talking about treatment and benefits of chiropractic care. And Dr. Adkins, are you?
I am.
Are you there? Okay, real good. And once again, folks, we're really sorry. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty this evening. It happens occasionally with equipment. You sometimes have problems. Dr. Adkins, because I want to make sure that we get it in tonight, let's go ahead and start talking about neuropathy treatment. We may go back to chiropractic treatment, but let's talk about the neuropathy treatment that you offer in your practice. First of all, who is eligible or who do you think would want to know about the neuropathy care, and how would they know if they have neuropathy?
You know, in San Antonio, we have the largest part of our population has diabetes. And anyone who has diabetes and is experiencing difference in their legs and feet is probably experiencing either the beginning or later stages of neuropathy. Now, neuropathy may not cause pain. It may cause irritation. It may cause lack of sleep. It may cause restless legs. It may cause many other symptoms and signs. But the ultimate thing will be the death of the nerves that go to the toes. And when you start having feet and toe issues, that's on the downside of the neuropathy. And so what we do in our office is we have on Tuesday and Thursday morning, we have testing. We do testing for people who believe that they have neuropathy to tell them if they do or not. It's very, Dr. Joe DeDuro in Casa Grande, Arizona, is the one who formulated the plan that we use. And his work, he's done work for 20 years with neuropathy. But when they come in for testing, we can actually determine for them whether or not they even have neuropathy or have the beginning signs of neuropathy. If they're proven to have neuropathy or to be experiencing the beginnings, then the scores will be different than perfect. And so at that time, we suggest, well, you know, what according to their level of neuropathy, how much care they would need for that. And the care that we offer is very specific and gentle. We have we do the adjustments to the legs and feet and to the spine. We do several different kinds of therapies that are there just to stimulate the feet and legs and the nerves, because the nerves can actually heal from your knees down, and they're mostly dying from the toes up. And so it's an amazing program. Most of my patients who come for neuropathy tell me that they have no hope. They have no hope of ever being better. And we have great results with neuropathic patients.
Well, you know, that's neuropathy, as you know, and a lot of people that are well informed about diabetes, especially a lot of the patients, understand that, you know, this is one of the problems that they're going to face sometime in their life, especially if they live for a long or extended period of time with diabetes. I've had a show about diabetes and talking about the fact that Dr. Holland, who works with Doug Kaufman says that 50% of the patients who keep their blood sugar balanced and do all the other things and take their medications and all that kind of stuff are still going to have a problem with neuropathy and other complications of diabetes. And by this treatment protocol that you have, you're able to alleviate and to kind of reverse some of the neuropathy that these patients are undergoing?
Yes, actually, over time, their legs and feet begin to heal. And it's really amazing. Dr. Joe DeDuro, his practice primarily consists of people who have either have been on cholesterol-lowering drugs for a long time or have been diabetic for a long time. My practice, on the other hand, consists mainly of people who've had foot trauma, who've been nurses and doctors working on the feet for 40 years. I even have a Spurs basketball ex-Spur basketball player who, you know, those guys pound their feet constantly. And so diabetes is not the only cause, but diabetes is such an integral part. Neuropathy is such an integral part with diabetics.
Right. So would you say that any person that was experiencing any kind of numbness or any unexplained pain, or maybe they're having, you know, that the pins and needles of, you know, when their circulation is not really good, that they're definitely a candidate to come in and be tested to find out if they have some neuropathy going on?
Sure. Yes, they are, and if they don't have neuropathy, it will show, just like it will show if they do, and what the level of neuropathy that they have will show. And so
right,
it's pretty amazing to be able to find out definitively, because so, you can protect yourself if you know. Knowledge is power.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. That's correct. And, you know, this is the thing that I talk to people all the time. It's really our responsibility. If we're going to be well, we have to take an active role in our being well. Now, even if it isn't neuropathy, as you actually alluded to a little bit there, even if it's not neuropathy, it still can be a treatable condition. It's not something that if they have unexplained pain, or if they have unexplained numbness, or if they have unexplained pins and needles from lack of circulation in a limb, even if they don't have neuropathy, there's definitely a problem, and that's something that's also that you may be able to address and correct for them. Isn't that correct?
Well, sure, because any kind of difference in the body that you didn't have yesterday is something that we need to check out and see what the cause is. Now, people who choose to do that, to check it out medically, that's fine with me. But what people need to know is that many things that are the beginning stages of different kinds of health issues are really not even medical yet, because if they can get the bones and the structure realigned to allow their body to heal, then they can do a great service for themselves.
Well, you know, that also raises another a really important question, especially for chiropractic health and also naturopathic health. You know, a lot of people believe that they need to get to a critical stage before they need to come and have any type of treatment done. And actually, they're doing themselves a disservice, because the longer they wait, the more damage they're doing, and the harder it is to correct that problem. And so when would you recommend that a patient, when they start having problems, when is the earliest that you would tell them that they should come and see you or get an appointment and come in and have an examination?
Well, the first moment's really good. You know, the first moment that they have the problem or notice the difference, because the longer you wait, the bigger the problem gets us with everything else. You know, if you have a car problem and you don't go in and check it out when it's just a little ticking noise, then it can grow bigger, bigger, bigger. So,
yeah, I think that's a problem all of us can relate to. If we hear that noise in the engine and we think, oh, I wonder what that is or anything, if we keep driving on it, pretty soon it's not a little problem. It becomes a gigantic problem. Now, we're going to need to go to another break here, Dr. Atkins, here in just a minute. So I want to really quickly... in about 1 minute, how much nutritional treatment or protocols do you recommend for your patient on the average? Is that a large part of your practice?
I would say that it's it's very important, but it's not a large part of my practice. We do, we have several ways that we determine nutritional needs. We have a thing in our office called standard process, which is called designed clinical nutrition, which is very good for supporting the body and healing several different things. Nutrition is so important that our food has been proven to not have as much as it used to have. And so we do support things.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to break now, and we will be back, folks, just right after these words from our local sponsor. Stay tuned, and you'll be finding out more about chiropractic medicine and how it can help you.
Hi, I'm Ron Aaron from WellMed Radio, along with our co-host, Dr. Robin Eichhoff. She's board certified in family practice and a physician at the WellMed Medical Center Clinic. So, Dr. Eichhoff, for those who don't know, what is WellMed?
Well, WellMed is really a medical home that is there for our senior population.
And medical home means you're the quarterback?
Well, I'm the quarterback, but it's really made up of a team of everybody, including the patient, where they can come and get total care, not just their health care needs or medical needs, but medications. They have health coaches that help. It really is a place where they can get everything done.
And a real commitment to wellness.
Absolutely. We spend a lot of our time not just talking to patients about wellness, but coaching them and helping them set their own goals.
Because it's easier to keep you healthy than to cure something?
Without a doubt. Better to not get it than to get it and have to treat it.
If you'd like more information on WellMed, simply call 210-615-WELL. 210-615-WELL. And Dr. Eichhoff and I will see you on WellMed Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. James Hopkins. Every week on Perfect Health Today, we talk about your health and how important it is to your life. Another important part of your life is protection for your family and our assets. Please contact my good friend and sponsor, State Farm Agent Carlos Miranda. Protect your family's financial future. See Carlos today. Call him at 210-695-2880 or go on the web to sfmiranda.com. Remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you or your child suffering from attention or hyperactivity issues? If so, it's not because of a drug deficiency. Now there's a natural way to address your lack of focus and concentration. Voxes Attend is a natural three-dimensional product designed to help children and adults alike. Attend helps improve attention, concentration. Before you resort to harsh drugs with possible side effects, try Attend today. Thousands of people of all ages have benefited from the great results of Attend. Start enjoying the great feeling of staying focused and on task, allowing you to get the most out of your day. Ask for Attend at Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations, 624 Southwest Military in Shopper City Mall and 8059 Callahan at the corner of I-10 West and Callahan. We are so confident that you will see results with Attend. We are offering you the opportunity to try it risk-free. Remember, if you can't pay attention, you need Attend.
Dr. Mary Atkins has been treating San Antonians chiropractically for 17 years. Her approach is different, with very gentle and specific care for all ages. She tackles some of the toughest cases with great skill and diligence. She's also an expert when dealing with the debilitating problem of neuropathy. Many of her patients receive significant improvement from specialized and deliberate treatment programs and develop a new idea of wellness. If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you are facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember 512-825-1473 or go on the web. To go to pht.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Catch the world and everything in it tonight at 7 here on News Talk 930 KLUP.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KOUP Radio here in San Antonio, Texas. Now, tonight, folks, we're fortunate because we're joined by Dr. Mary Atkins, a chiropractic physician here in the San Antonio area. Unfortunately, I'd like to apologize again. We've had some unfortunate technical difficulties, but hopefully you were able to listen to and hear most of the show. But going along with that, it's just one of those things that happens, unfortunately. Now, Dr. Atkins, before the break, we started talking about the neuropathy treatment that you offer. And really quickly, you went, this was not a part of your chiropractic training, per se, to become a chiropractor. You went and did additional training to learn this technique and the different treatment protocols. Is that correct? And what did you have to do?
Yes, actually, I went to Casa Grande, Arizona, to Dr. Joe's office, and I'm actually going to a new training that he has now on December 2nd. I'm going out to Arizona to learn some more because the truth is that I had treated patients with neuropathy for all of my practice until I discovered this, and when I saw this, I was up at a boot camp up in Dallas. And when I saw this information, I was like, I am there, because I could not help those folks who had neuropathy. I could get their structure better. I could get their low back or whatever better, but I couldn't help their neuropathy. And so that's how I got into this. And when I got the information, it was just like, I'm kind of a slow starter, so I didn't even start immediately. But as soon as I did, people started having great results. And so it's just the best thing that's happened.
Well, that's excellent. You know, that's one of the things I think that makes us akin also. Natural medicine and chiropractic medicine and several other treatments, they really, really are learning all the time. We're always looking for the best treatment protocols for our patients, and we're looking for things that are going to help them to recover that health that we all look for and want to enjoy. Now, When you're treating patients, you do adjustments, but you also do quite a bit of not manual manipulation, but instrument manipulation. You have several machines and things like that that you use, or several pieces of equipment to use.
Yes, I do that instrument adjustments.
Are more gentle than the average chiropractor, because a lot of people I know. You know, I'd like to address the problem, I guess, in a roundabout way here. You know, a lot of people are really worried about going to the chiropractor because they're afraid of having being popped and jerked and things like that. You know, they're always worried it's going to hurt them. And, you know, they've heard stories about people, you know, popping and things and having problems. What could you tell us about your practice that would, you know, give people a feeling of comfort about the treatment that you provide?
Well, my youngest patient was a day and a half. And my oldest was 102, so I've treated about everything in between there. I have great results with most folks. Not everybody gets perfect results. That's the truth, you know. But everything I do is real gentle and specific and meant to allow the body to heal. And so by doing things that allow the body, I'm trying to turn on the power. Now, on the one thing that I see with a lot of my neuropathy with all of my patients is that they get much more powerful when they have better nerve and blood flow. And it's fun for me to watch, because I get to watch them as they're going through their day. And let's say that one of the first things most people say is, oh, I slept so much better, or I felt better at work, or I didn't wake up with a headache, or my low back is, I'm able to bend over like this now. And so, you know, I get to watch miracles every day, because people come in and maybe they've had it one day or 12 days or 12 years, but the body, most bodies will respond very well to my care. And so I get to watch miracles happen every day.
Right. You know, and you brought up another point there that's also important. Chiropractic medicine has a lot of benefits for people that are suffering from headaches and things, don't they?
Oh, sure. Migraines, headaches. Well, my patients bring me everything that they have and expect me to fix it for them.
Yeah.
sometimes that they know that sometimes that happens in four visits, and sometimes it takes longer because it depends on how long they've had the problem. Because what we try to do is we try to get all the muscles and bones and tendons and ligaments working together so that the body can heal itself. And the body doesn't need help. It just needs lack of interference. And what I do is try to remove the interference that they have.
Okay, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, a lot of people, just because of our, you know, our life, and I remember I hurt myself. The first time I visited a chiropractor was when I was around 23 years old. I was bowling and reached over and picked up my ball from across the ball return. And I went, and when I threw the ball, I almost blacked out because I had, I don't know, I pinched a nerve or something. And let me tell you, that was one of the most debilitating injuries I ever had in my entire life.
Yes.
Because I couldn't stand. It was hard to walk. It was amazing. And, you know, it was, and I still occasionally, now, I have problems with that because if I move wrong or I do something wrong or, you know, if I lift something wrong, I immediately have a problem at lower back. So when you're saying your patients, you continue to see your patients because we continue to hurt ourselves. When you do some major damage to yourself like that, like I did to myself, you know, that happened when I say 23, I'm talking about 47 years or 37 years ago. I'm making myself older than I am. 37 years ago, but it still gives me problems occasionally. So this is something that we're, you know, chiropractic medicine is going to help us on an ongoing basis because it's going to help us to continue to get realigned because every day in our life, I mean, you know, I'm going to ask you one more question. We still have enough time to ask you, but this is one question I always want to ask, and I think that a lot of women need to hear how much damage is done for women to women by wearing these extreme high heel shoes and things like that.
You know, it's funny you should ask that because one of my neuropathy patients and I were discussing her neuropathy the other day, and we never really had tied down an actual cause for hers because she's not diabetic, she's not on cholesterol-lowering drugs, and she didn't have foot trauma, supposedly. And then she says, oh, well, yes, as I was working for the government for those 43 years, I was wearing high heels. So I said, and were you wearing one-inch high heels? She said, oh, no, they were 3 or 4, even back in the day. And so that's actually where her neuropathy came from because she wore these extremely high heels. And even if she just walked from her car into the office building and back, that's still a whole lot of toe trauma, you know? And so,
yeah, it's amazing how much damage we do to ourselves for beauty and for to look good, you know? It's unfortunate. You know, I tell my patients when I'm talking to them, they have problems with their, you know, they have problems with their calves, they have problems with their hips, they have problems with their thighs, and I tell them, you need to stop wearing high heel shoes. But they believe that this is something that's you know, a necessity in our society. They have to wear high heels, and I really don't. I don't think the majority of people out there realize how much damage they're doing to themselves by some of the types of shoes they're wearing. I mean, another thing, flip-flops and things like that. I know people that wear tennis shoes on, you know, an ongoing basis. They don't give the foot the kind of support and the spine and everything the kind of support they really need. And it's one of the things that I think that people need to be educated about so that they understand. Do you try to educate your patients to the smarter things that they can be doing for themselves?
Well, sure. I try to tell them what it is that they might have been doing to themselves. And if they say, oh, no, I never do that, then the next visit or 2 visits later, they'll come back and say, you know, I was doing that. I was sitting with my feet turned under. I was sleeping with my ankles crossed. I was, you know, whatever the issue is. And once you turn on people's minds to the idea of this is what might be happening and this is the direction it's going, then most of them are smart enough to figure out what's going on and to correct it. And that only, I mean, I can adjust them every day of the week. And if they don't change their bad habits, you know, we're not going to get the healing that we need. And so I'm always teaching people, well, it looks like this is what you're doing to yourself. And they'll say, okay. And then they'll come back later and say, you know, I was doing that very excitedly because the light turned on. And when the light turns on, that's the fun stuff.
Right. That's when they start really getting healing. Well, Dr. Atkins, I would like to thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in the future. Hopefully the next time we have you on, we won't have any technical difficulties. And folks, if you have any questions or would like to see Dr. Atkins, you can call her at her office at 210-930-6937. That's 930-6937, and set an appointment. I'm sure you'll be amazed at how much relief you can receive from her treatment programs. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight, folks. Thank you very much for listening in. Once again, we're sorry about the technical difficulties. Next week, we should be up and running, and everything should be fine. Until then, have a nice week. Remember, God loves you, and we always want to be striving for perfect health. Thank you very much. Goodbye.